Here is basic information and guidance from the Office of Civil Defense, Department of Defense, Washington. If the attack warning signal sounds, go immediately to the nearest public fallout shelter or a home shelter. But if none is available, you might be able to improvise some protection against radioactive fallout. It won't be as good as a permanent or pre-planned shelter, but any protection is better than none, and might be enough to save your life. When improvised shelter becomes a necessity, the time element can be an important consideration. For example, areas close to a nuclear explosion might receive fallout within 15 to 20 minutes. But in communities 100 or 200 miles away, it might take 5 hours, 10, or even longer before the radioactive particles begin to drift down to Earth. The best place for an improvised shelter is the basement, if your home has one. Set up a large, sturdy table or workbench in the corner that is most below ground level, or use house door off their hinges to make a table. On top of the table, to shield yourself from radiation from the fallout settling on the roof, pile up as much shielding material as the table will hold. Use anything that is thick and heavy, for the greater the mass and density of your protective covering, the more it will absorb the radioactive gamma rays. For example, stacks of books and magazines, firewood, heavy lumber, flagstones from your outside walks and patios. You can also use trunks and boxes and cartons filled with sand and earth for additional protection. The corner basement walls will provide two sides for your shelter. Now, use heavy furniture such as dressers or chests or large appliances like washers, dryers, TV sets to make up the other two sides. Fill the drawers of the dressers and chests with sand or earth after they're placed in position, so they won't be too heavy to carry. When everyone is inside the improvised shelter, under the table or bench, block up the opening with other heavy shielding materials. If you don't have a large table or workbench available, or if more shelter space is needed for your family, place furniture or large appliances in the corner of the basement so they will serve as the walls of your shelter. To make a ceiling for it, use house doors taken off their hinges. On top of the doors, pile up as much shielding material as they will support. Stack other heavy material around the walls of your shelter. Then, when all persons are inside the shelter space, block the opening with more shielding material. If your home has no basement, but merely a crawl space, and if the house is set on foundation walls rather than on pillars, you can improvise an emergency fallout shelter there. First, get access to the crawl space through the floor or the outside foundation wall. Locate your shelter under the center of the house, as far away from the outside foundation walls as possible. Around the selected area, place shielding material, bricks or blocks, or containers filled with sand or earth from ground level up to the first floor of your house to form the four walls of your shelter. Then, on the floor above, place other heavy shielding materials to form a roof for the shelter area. If time permits, dig out more earth and make the shelter deeper so you can stand erect or at least sit up in it. If your home has neither a basement nor a crawl space surrounded by solid foundation walls, you can get some limited fallout protection by setting up an emergency shelter on the first floor of your home. However, this probably wouldn't give you as much protection as the other types we've just described. Use an inner hall, inner room, or large clothes closet on the ground floor, away from outside walls and windows. With doors, furniture, and appliances, with drawers and boxes filled with sand or earth, you can create an enclosure large enough to live in for a short time. If the closet or room is too small to allow space for this heavy shielding material, you can place it on the other sides of the walls and on the floor of the room overhead. A below-ground storm cellar can also be used as an improvised fallout shelter, but additional shielding material may be needed to provide adequate protection from fallout radiation. If the roof of the storm cellar is made of wood or other light material, it should be covered with a foot of earth. This will give the shelter additional shielding from radioactive fallout. More posts or braces may be needed to support the extra weight. While inside the storm cellar, stay as far away as possible from the entranceway. Another approach might be to set up an improvised family shelter outside in your yard. Here is one way to do it. Choose a spot a little distance from your house. Then dig an L-shaped trench, about 4 feet deep and 3 feet wide. The long side of the L, which will be the shelter area, should be roomy enough to accommodate all family members. The other side of the L can be shorter, since its purpose is to serve as an entranceway, to provide ventilation, and to reduce the amount of radiation getting into the shelter area. Cover the entire trench with lumber or heavy house doors, except for about 2 feet at the end of the L, which will serve as your entranceway. On top of the lumber, pile up earth 1 or 2 feet thick, or cover it with other shielding material. If necessary, support or shore up the walls of the trench and the overhead roofing so they won't collapse under the weight of the earth. To repeat, in time of attack, go to a public fallout shelter or a home shelter. But if neither one is available, improvise some type of fallout protection. It may be enough to save your life.